Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. A new report highlights how much Montana relies on individual income taxes to fund state operations, peaking at a record high during the pandemic. According to the Legislative Fiscal Division, individual income taxes have accounted for an increasing share of the state's general fund over the past 20 years, rising from 45% in 2006 to a peak of 64% in 2022. During the height of the pandemic, income tax revenues grew quite a bit, jumping from $1.4 billion in 2020 to $2.4 billion in 2022. Fiscal analysts note that collections have since dropped a bit, due in part to tax rate cuts passed by the legislature. In fiscal year 2025, the state still collected $2.3 billion. That represented 58% of Montana's total general revenues. Federal prosecutors secure another guilty plea from a Billings fentanyl trafficker. Tracy Taylor checks the case file.
A Billings man has pleaded guilty to federal drug and firearms charges. Prosecutors say 47-year-old David Douglas Davis was selling fentanyl pills from his Southside home. Investigators found nearly 900 fentanyl pills, several firearms, and thousands of dollars in cash during a search last October. Davis admitted to possession with intent to distribute fentanyl and possessing a firearm in furtherance of a drug trafficking crime. He faces significant prison time and will be sentenced at a later date. In Billings, Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
The historic Samuel T. Hauser Mansion in Helena could soon officially belong to the state. As reported by the Daily Montana, Governor Greg Gianforte and First Lady Susan Gianforte are accelerating their plans to donate the $4 million private purchase to serve as the future governor's mansion. The couple originally intended to hand over the property at the end of his term, but spokesperson Caitlin Timken says donating it now ensures the next first family will take office in a home that is already safe, healthy, and family friendly. This is the Montana State News Network.
What I know about